Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's still election week, right? And I know people are don't want to hear about all the election stuff every day. We're going to go ultra-local here, and we're going to talk about president as it relates to the local high school, right? We have the Mercer County High School senior class president, Kirsten Benson, also the FFA president. How in the world, Kirsten Benson, does one become two presidents in the same year, a memorable senior year, and plus COVID's going on, too?
Yeah. Well, my freshman year, or technically my eighth grade year, you go in to freshman orientation, and you sit down, you listen to all those people talk about how great all their clubs are and stuff. And my dad kind of nudged me and was like, you should try FFA. And I was like, I'm not into FFA. I don't know anything about agriculture, really. But he was like, just take a class your freshman year and see if you like it. And I took Intro to Ag like everybody else. And I met Mr. Chaussey, and I loved it. I loved the community. I love what it's about. And I really kind of just threw myself into it and started trying, like, our contests and our judging events. And I went to camps and leadership camps. And it just sort of happened. I just started putting myself out there and putting my ideas in. And people seem to like them, so they kind of said, you can be president. And I was like, that's so cool.
Well, that's a great story, because you were telling me off the air, so involved even in livestock judging, mm-hmm. but you didn't grow up on a farm. And it was, you know, I think it's a perfect testimonial for the program, because I asked you off the air, well, how does one become involved in livestock judging when you don't grow up on a farm? And your simple response was perfect. You said Mr. Chaussey teaches us that. So yeah. What about that?
So pretty much he teaches everybody the same way. You know, he's going to start off from the ground, from the basic level. And that's what's great about our program, is he lets everybody have a shot at, if they want to learn it, you can learn it. And just the classes that we offer, you know, some of our classes go more into depth about certain things like vet tech, or if you're into welding or anything, but our ag program really has something for everybody. So if you really want to learn about ag, Mercer County is a really great place.
It's interesting, too. So your record book, we were talking about that off the air, too, but I want you to tell the listening audience, this is kind of a cool story, your record book. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so my record book is, I work at Boys Ice Cream and Grill, and I also work at Happy Joe's, or during the off season. And pretty much I do food processing and management as my record book, and I just talk about what I do and how we safely prepare food and stuff like that, and that is just my record book.
So they don't get into any of the customer service yet when you say, I had to deal with an unruly customer today, no?
No, they just want to know how you're handling the food and if you're using safe procedure when serving people.
All right, So you're the FFA president, mm-hmm. and the class president. I don't know. That sounds rare. Like, that doesn't happen all the time. So is it just like you're driven to, like, leadership, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I think I just always like the idea of putting my opinion into stuff. And so I always try to be in a position where I could talk and be in the conversation with other people. And it just turned out that I think people sometimes like what I have to say, or maybe they don't, but they just let me kind of take charge, and I like that.
And so when you're class president, that means you have to speak to all of the students within the student body that are involved in a lot of different things and mm-hmm. maybe associate with a lot of different things. Do you like that, where you say, I want to, you know, don't group me into this group. Group me into all of these kind of groups.
I think that, you know, in our school, being able to talk to everybody is so important, just because we are a small school. And just having everybody's opinions be heard is, I think, what makes our school the best.
I'm curious, too, from a young person. I know you're not old enough to vote yet. You're mm-hmm. just shy of that. How did you, and I know as we're talking to you on this Wednesday, November the 4th, they're still determining, you know, this election. I don't want to get into really, you know, who you support or why you support or whatever. We don't need to speak about that. But I'm just curious how you approach kind of all the noise that's out there, whether you watch your traditional forms of media, whether it be TV, radio, or read the newspaper, or you can't help but inundated on social media too. How do young people like yourself deal with all that, you think?
I think the hardest thing about, just being young in the media and trying to figure it out is just making sure that you always are checking what you're reading, making sure that what you're reading is not just an opinion. It's factual, and understanding that everybody has a different opinion and that it doesn't need to be a violent or, rude affair. It's just acceptance and okay, and this is how I feel. It doesn't have to be about you're right, I'm wrong, because it's just politics. No, there's no right answer.
And you bring up the difference between what opinion is and what fact or what result is.
Right.
And a lot of people get confused about that.
Right. And a lot of people take certain people's opinions as fact. And today's society, we look at somebody that's maybe popular or famous, and they're like, that's what they're saying, so that's true. And that might not always be the case.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. All right, Podcasting Club. It was an honor for me to go down and participate in one of these interviews, and I was really impressed. And I like that Mercer County and Mr. Ruggles are moving forward with this. And I participated in one, I think it was last week or a couple weeks ago, and you were the interviewer, and also Callie Searing was involved. And just a little bit about participating in that, because I think it's neat when students get involved and they get to ask different people questions, because I think you gain a lot of knowledge from interviewing different people within, a local community. So what about kind of what you're doing with all this down there with the students, and I know you're being involved in that.
Yeah, Podcasting Club is a super great opportunity. I'm so happy that Mr. Ruggles and the school let us do it. Yeah, we're interviewing older, or not older.
Well, you can say older
yeah,
and balder.
But older. More like alumni or just people that are out in the community.
Yeah.
And then we're interviewing students. So I think it's really great because it allows kids to kind of know what's going on in the school and how we're viewing what's going on in the school. And I think it's great that Mr. Ruggles is letting kids kind of spearhead it and decide what we want to do and what we want to talk about, because it's allowing us to.
Yeah, well, it's great to be on the other side. I tell people it was nice to be interviewed and get a perspective from someone else. And I want to, my testimony to the people that are listening to this conversation when I did the interview, the preparation of the kids, I'm an old school guy where I like people when they have legal pads out and they scribble questions down. Because we live in such this digital society, and I know that you had notes scribbled down on a legal pad, so I thought that was kind of cool that you do that. What have you learned from it all, though? And I know you're still kind of early
in
the process.
I think not to expect an answer, because most of the time I think, at least for me, when I go into things, I'm kind of expecting a certain outcome, and I'm prepared for it. But with Podcast Club, you really can't expect what people are going to say. You kind of have to go with the flow and learn as you go, with your interviewer or interviewee. I'd also say that Mr. Ruggles is teaching us a lot more about technology than I thought I'd ever learn with radio. I guess I didn't really realize that so much goes into actually running a radio show.
We just make it look easy.
Yeah, it's like a lot of buttons and a lot of editing and stuff that you don't really know, and a lot goes into what you guys are listening to.
In terms of asking the question, in developing kind of a flow and all that, how have you kind of approached that?
I just listen to their answer, and if I find something interesting in their answer and I want to know more about
more. Yeah, so you can go off script is what I'm saying. Because I know early in the game when I first started, it's like these questions. And sometimes you get so caught up, like you say, in the question you're asking, are you listening to the answer?
Right.
And that's the big issue that I tell people. And, it's interesting because when I was talking to Kirsten in the Podcasting Club, one of the questions they asked me was, favorite interview, or what is the most memorable interview you have? And when you're put on the spot, I'm like, man, what? And I left, and I'm like, You know, I'm like almost kicking myself going, darn it. And I remember, for me, we were talking about this off the air, I had a radio colleague for a long time told me the interview you have to do in this business before you get done is you have to interview your mom and dad, because that's a tough interview to do. And I remember I did it, this was like 3 years ago, and it was a tough, interview to do. I mean, is that something you want to go into pre-med, but the one thing that's great about how the way technology is today, you can always do a podcast.
Right, yeah.
And you can always speak to your specific audience. Mm-hmm. Is that something you want to maybe think about doing?
I think I would do it if I had a good, topic. Like, maybe if I go into medicine, I might have a medical podcast. I think that would be really interesting. I just don't know what my audience would want to listen to, I guess. And that's the hard thing, I think, for people that are starting out, maybe, is to kind of figure out who their audience is and what they're appealing to.
All right. So what is your expectation for the rest of this school year? Now, this is Jim Taylor speaking to Kirsten Benson. So we're in remote learning now. I know there's some concern. Can we, everybody's worried about the pandemic numbers and how we move on. And we can argue back and forth about the pandemic and how we approach it. Mm-hmm. But this is more so, what do you think the rest of the school year is going to be like? And this week, it's remote learning. And I know most kids that I talk to, they want to be in the building. They want to be in
right,
the school.
Yep. I'm optimistic. I hope that we go back to school, like you said, just because that sense of normalcy of going into the school and seeing the teacher. But I don't know. I don't know if the cases will go down, I guess. Hopefully they do with this week of a break, but I'm guessing that we might stay home for a little while, maybe till Thanksgiving or maybe even till Christmas break.
Oh, man, I hope that's not
true. Yeah, I hope not, too.
This is just Kirsten talking to me. We have no inside knowledge. Of that nature. All right, so I'm going to ask you the question. Podcasting Club, locally, who would you want to interview more than anyone? Is there anybody in the school or is there anybody locally in the community that you think about that you'd say, I want to get them in the, I won't say in a hot seat. It's more of a personal conversation or kind of an informal conversation. Is there anybody that you?
I guess somebody that's really influential to me that I've always talked to, Mary Flint has gone to my church for a really long
time. That would be a great guest.
Yeah, she's a great alumni. She's a really great gal.
Yeah, and she came on the air, spoke with us about Title IX. Great to sit down with Kirsten Benson, the Mercer County High School senior class president, also the FFA president, coming in studio with us on this Wednesday on the Mercer County High School Spotlight on WRMJ.